You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Our story begins with an eighth grader named Benny. Benny was the tops in the class in just about everything. Benny could play sports, any sport, baseball, football, basketball, any sport. He was the tops. His grades, the tops, straight A's. And also, if the class had any projects to do, so Benny was always in charge of the projects. He was very dependable. And he was just a great, all around, a great person. This will explain while toward the springtime, was not too long before the end of school, maybe say 6 weeks, 2 months before the end of school, Benny gets a call one Thursday night from his friend Moshe. Moshe is the head of the yearbook, because the eighth grade is the middle school, at the end of the middle school years, before high school. So they have their own yearbook. They have their own graduation. They have their own yearbook. So Moshe was in charge of the yearbook. So he said to Benny, "Benny, I have a problem. I wonder if you can help me. We have one of the pages of the yearbook is the page which tells about all of the things that we did this year as a class. The class trip that we went on, the celebrations, the siyum that we did, all of the projects that we did. And that's a very interesting page, and all of the people in the class love to read that page because it reminds them of the memories that they had during the year. But that page has to be written in like a nice way, not just to report the facts, but it has to be creative, a little funny. It has to be written in a special way. The one that I had to write it, that was Yossi. You know, Yossi, he's a good writer. But Yossi can't do it. He found out that he and his family are leaving. They're moving to a new city. And he's so busy with the move that he can't do this page in the yearbook. The problem is, Benny, that we have to get all of the material to the printer by Monday morning. If we don't get it to the printer by Monday, we might not get the yearbook back before the end of school. And we really want to get it back before the end of school. So, Benny, here's what I'm asking. Could you do that page? I know it's last minute that I'm asking you. Could you please do the page?" So Benny was thinking about it. He said, "Well, I can't do it tonight. I've got an assignment for class tomorrow. So that leaves Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. I can't do it Motzei Shabbos. Sunday, when I come back from school," he said, I think I could do it. It'll take a little while, maybe 2-3 hours, but I should have time Sunday afternoon." So Moshe said, "Thank you so much." He said, "Benny, what you could do in a Sunday afternoon, it would take anybody else a lot longer than that. I really appreciate it, Benny. I really appreciate it. This page is so important. Thank you so much." So Benny said, "I'm happy to help you." Sunday, Benny comes home from school, and he sees two cars parked outside of his house. Those cars belong to his two sisters, married sisters, and their families. So he's so happy that they came to visit. He goes into the house, he sees his sisters and his brothers-in-law, and he sees all his nieces and nephews, and they all run about him, and they run to him, and they grab his legs, and they're pulling him down, "Uncle Benny, Uncle Benny." He's having such a good time with his family. So then they sit down for lunch, and his mother made a very nice lunch because all of the family was there. And after lunch, one of his sisters says, "How about a family baseball game? Let's go to the park. There's a park a few blocks away from the house. Let's have a family baseball game." Well, that was so much fun. So everybody said, "Yes, yes, a family game, a family baseball game. Let's go." So they go to the park, and as he's walking to the park, Benny's thinking about this, the page that he has to write for the yearbook. So he says, "Well, I can get back after the baseball game. I could get back. I still will have time." So they play in the park. It took about an hour and a half, between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And now Benny was thinking, "I really have to get home." But then Benny's father says, "How about on the way home, we stop at the ice cream store?" Everybody said yes. There was an ice cream store not far from the park. And so everybody was very excited, and Benny, he also wanted to join the family at the ice cream store. So he thought to himself, maybe if it only take 20 minutes to eat the ice cream, how long is it going to take? Okay, I'll also go to have ice cream with the family. But when they got to the store, there were so many people in the store, it was so crowded, it took a lot more than 20 minutes. And as the time is going on, Benny's thinking to himself, I really should go home. I really have this article to do. But somehow, he just didn't want to go. He wanted to stay with the family. He wanted to eat his ice cream. And he waited and waited and waited until they finally were served, until they finally got a table. When they finally got home, it was later in the afternoon. So Benny thought, I have to, oh boy. And so he sat down to finally write the article, but he was so tired that he felt he had to take a rest. So he went to sleep for about a half an hour. And then when he got up, he jumped to his desk and he took out a piece of paper and he started to write. And then his father comes in and says, Benny, it's time to go to shul. We have to daven mincha. They had to daven mincha. And then Maariv after mincha. There was a shir between mincha and Maariv, and then Maariv. And then they got home from Maariv, and then there was dinner. So by the time that Benny sat down to his desk to write the article, so he was tired. And it was late. And he was nervous now because he thought he looked at the clock and he said, wow, I've got this whole thing to do. It's going to take me hours and what am I going to do? And I don't have enough time to do it. And that made him nervous. And once he got nervous, he couldn't think of what to write. Finally, he wrote a few paragraphs and that's all he could do. And then he went to sleep. The next day, he took the article that he wrote and gave it to Moshe. Moshe said, Benny, you have it. Yo, thank you, Benny. Thank you, Benny. And Moshe took it and he looked at it. And then his face changed a little bit from being so excited. His face, you know, he looked at this, a few paragraphs. It was not funny. It was not creative. It just was not what Benny could do. So Benny looked at Moshe. Is it okay, Moshe? So Moshe didn't want to make Benny feel bad. What's he going to say? Is he going to say, that's all? Moshe didn't want to do that. Why not? Because there's nothing Benny could do about it. At that point, there's nothing to do. He's got to turn it into the printer, so it is what it is. So Moshe said, okay, Benny, all right, it'll do. But Benny could see that Moshe was not happy. And he said, Moshe, I'm sorry, you know, it's not more creative. And Moshe said, okay, Benny, okay. We'll put it in the way it is. So Benny felt a little bad about it. 2 days later, Benny's teacher asks Benny to get something from the principal. The principal had something to give the teacher. And so the teacher asked Benny to pick it up from the principal's office. And so Benny went to the principal's office to pick it up for the teacher, and the secretary said that the principal had just received an important telephone call. Would Benny please wait? There was a bench in front of the principal's office. Would Benny please wait on the bench? And when the principal is finished with his phone call, then he'll call Benny in and he'll give Benny what he needs to give to his teacher. So Benny sat down on the bench. Just at that moment, the door opened up, and the kindergarten class walked in. They walked down the hallway in front of the principal's office. It was a long hallway. And at the end of the hallway was the door that led to the playground outside. So there was one little boy who was leading the rest of his classmates. They were all walking in a nice line. And the teacher was walking in front of them. And then the teacher says to this nice little boy, she said, okay, Aryeh, she says, you hold the door open. Now, there was a big metal door, heavy metal door, which was the door to the outside. So she opened up the door for Aryeh. It was a big, heavy thing. And she opened up the door, she pulled it back, and she had Aryeh standing in front of the door so it wouldn't slam shut. So Aryeh was standing there holding the door. and all of the children in the kindergarten were filing past Aryeh. All of a sudden, without any notice, without any explanation, Aryeh leaves his position holding the door and he runs for the front of the line, but the children hadn't finished going past the door. So when the door came back, it came back in a heavy motion like that, and the doorknob was right at the level of the head of one of the little boys in the class. So he was walking out of the doorway, the door came back, bam, and hit this little boy. The doorknob hit the boy square in the head. Wow! So the boy knocked the boy down on the floor. He's screaming, wow, wow, he's screaming. So the teacher runs in. Oh, my. Oh, no. Oh, she takes the boy. Come. And everybody, the class doesn't know what to do. So there was an assistant. There was an assistant teacher there. So she took care of the rest of the class. Come, children. Let's go out to the playground. So she takes the rest of the class to the playground and supervises them. And the teacher, meanwhile, takes this little boy he has a bump on his head now, a whole big bump because he was hit by the doorknob. So she takes him, she puts him in the bench next to Benny, and she goes into the principal's office. She gets some ice. She puts some ice on the boy's head. And the boy's whimpering. He finally settled down. You know, she put that ice in his head like that. So she said to the boy, after he was quieted down, and she said, Aryeh, why did you leave the line? So Aryeh said, because I was in the front of the line. I was in the front of the line. I want to be in the front of the line. So the teacher said, I understand, Aryeh, I understand. She said, but you know, when you have a job to do, we have to do our job as well as we can. And it's more important to do your job of holding the door, if that's your job, to do it as well as you can. And it's even more important than standing in the front of the line. So the little boy Aryeh said, it is? He said, yes. When you do the job that you're given as well as you can, so then you're like a hero. You're like a hero. I'm like a hero? Yes. If you do your job as well as you can, you're like a hero. Boy said, that sounds great. He said, can I hold the door again tomorrow? So the teacher said, yes, Aryeh, you can hold the door again tomorrow. And meanwhile, Benny was listening to this whole conversation, and then he was thinking about himself. He was thinking, if I have a job to do and I don't do it as well as I can, then I'm like that boy. I'm like that boy who left his position holding the door. Wasn't right what I did. Wasn't right. And then he started to think to himself, what could I have done? I wanted to be with my family. Okay. I played with my nieces and nephews at lunchtime. We had a nice lunch together. Maybe I could have stayed home from the baseball game. I had a job to do. Or maybe if I wanted to go to the baseball game, I certainly didn't have to go to the ice cream store. I could have come home. As he was thinking to himself, what would have been a better way to go about it? To write an article, to write a page for the yearbook that I really could write very well. How should I have gone about it? And he was thinking to himself about how. And he felt bad. He felt that he really disappointed Moshe and he disappointed his class. And so it was a disappointment to himself also. But he made up his mind, from now on, when I'm given a job to do, I'm going to try to do it the very, very best way that I can. And because of that, he was happy. Benny didn't feel down. He didn't think bad about himself. No. Everybody makes mistakes. And Benny told himself, I made a mistake, but from now on, I'm going to do better. And as soon as he thought that, he felt happy again. And just at that moment, the secretary called him in to go to the principal. Well, the next day, little Aryeh held the door open again. The teacher was pretty close to the door. She didn't stand too far away. She was just making sure that Aryeh would just stand by his position. But he did. Aryeh let the rest of the class go by. He stood by that door, and he held it. And then when he finished his job and then he went away from the door and the door closed, he said to his teacher, "Am I a hero?" She said, "Yes, Aryeh, you're really a hero." A hero is somebody that does the job that he's supposed to do as well as he can do it. And that's all that we must think to ourselves when we're given a job to do as well. We have to do the best job that we can. Hashem is in charge of the success of what we do. But we are in charge of putting in the effort as well as we can.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.